Lesson 20, Abraham 2 and Genesis 12. Introduction. Abraham and his family experienced a famine in Ur. The Lord led him, his wife Sarai, and others toward the land of Canaan. They stopped for a time in Haran, where the Lord appeared to Abraham and explained the covenant he would make with Abraham, later known as the Abrahamic covenant. Abraham then traveled through Canaan to Egypt. Suggestions for teaching. Abraham chapter 2 verses 1 through 11. The Lord begins to explain the covenant he will make with Abraham. Write the following question on the board. Who are you? Invite students to explain different ways they could answer this question. Then, if possible, provide students with copies of the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask a student to read the statement aloud while the class follows along, pondering how they would fill in the blanks. Quote, "You may enjoy music, athletics, or be mechanically inclined, and someday you may work in a trade or a profession or in the arts. As important as such activities and occupations can be, they do not define who we are. First and foremost, we are spiritual beings. We are sons and daughters of blank and the seed of blank." End quote. After students have explained how they would fill in the blanks, invite them to write God in the first blank and Abraham in the second. Explain that the seed of Abraham refers to his posterity or descendants. Of all the ways Elder Bednar could have described you, why do you think he identified you as the seed of Abraham? Invite students to consider, as they study Abraham too, why it is important to know that they are the seed of Abraham. Summarize Abraham 2, 1 through 5, by explaining that Abraham married Sarai, and then the Lord led them and members of Abraham's extended family, including his nephew Lot, out of Ur and toward the land of Canaan. The travelers stopped for a time in a land they named Haran. You might invite students to locate Ur, Haran, and the land of Canaan on map 9 of the Bible maps. Invite a student to read Abraham 2 verse 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along in their scriptures and look for what happened to Abraham in Haran. Ask students to report what they find. What did the Lord want Abraham to be? What did the Lord promise to give Abraham and his seed? A certain land as an everlasting possession. You may want to explain that he was referring to the land of Canaan. What did Abraham's posterity need to do in order to receive the land? Explain that the Lord's promise recorded in verse 6 is part of what is known as the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant refers to all of the covenants and promises God offered to Abraham and his seed. Draw the following chart on the board. Please refer to the chart on the bottom of page 69 of Lesson 20. Invite students to copy this chart in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Explain that in this and future lessons, they will be adding information to this chart that will help them understand the Abrahamic covenant. Ask students to list in their class notebooks or scripture study journals the responsibilities and blessings they found in verse 6. Responsibilities they identify might include, be a minister of Jesus Christ, hearken to the Lord's voice. One blessing they might identify is, receive land for an everlasting possession. Add these to the board. Explain that the phrase everlasting possession means that the promise of land extends to eternity. The land of the earth will eventually become part of the celestial kingdom, which the obedient will inherit. Invite students to write celestial kingdom on their lists in parentheses next to everlasting possession. Ask students to read Abraham chapter 2 verses 7 through 8 with a partner, searching for indications that the Lord can and will keep his promises to Abraham and Abraham's seed. Invite students to report what they discover. Invite a student to read Abraham chapter 2 verse 9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord says he will make of Abraham. What did the Lord promise would come from Abraham? From Abraham would come, quote, a great nation, end quote. Add this blessing to the board and invite students to add it to their lists. Explain that the promise of children was one Abraham and Sarai greatly desired. Shortly after he gave this promise, the Lord described how numerous Abraham's posterity would be. You may want to suggest that students write Abraham chapter 3 verse 14 in their scriptures next to Abraham 2 verse 9. Invite a student to read Abraham 3:14 aloud, and ask the class to look for how numerous Abraham's posterity would be. Invite students to report what they find. Write innumerable posterity on the board, and invite students to add it to their lists. Explain that the promise of innumerable posterity is also a promise of godhood, which includes receiving eternal posterity. Ask a student to read Abraham chapter 2 verse 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify who will be accounted as Abraham's seed. According to verse 10, who will be called after the name of Abraham? Those who receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ask a student to read Abraham chapter 2 verses 9 and 11 aloud. Invite the class to follow along looking for responsibilities or blessings promised to Abraham and his seed. How would you summarize what we are to do for others as the seed of Abraham? We are to minister to all the families of the earth with the blessings of the gospel. Ask students if they think this is a blessing or a responsibility. Invite them to explain their answers. After students respond, write the following principle in the chart on the board under both headings. As the seed of Abraham, we have the responsibility to minister to and bless all the families of the earth with the blessings of the gospel. To help students understand their responsibilities as the seed of Abraham, invite them to imagine that their country has been exposed to a fatal disease, and everyone would soon die without a particular medicine. Their family alone not only has the needed medicine, but they have enough to cure everyone who is sick. What would you want your family to do with the medicine? What might you say to a family member who felt too busy or nervous to help distribute the medicine? How might our need to assist others in this situation be like our responsibility as the seed of Abraham? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Bednar. Quote, truly, great responsibility rests upon the seed of Abraham in these latter days. We are here upon the earth at this time to magnify the priesthood and to preach the gospel. That is who we are, and that is why we are here. End quote. In addition to serving as full-time missionaries, how else can we bless the families of the earth? What can we do to bless our own families and the families of our friends and neighbors? Point out that the crowning blessings of salvation and eternal life identified in Abraham 2, verse 11, are to be had only through receiving and keeping the ordinances and covenants of the temple. Invite students to ponder and then record in their class notebooks or scripture study journals their answer to the following question. You may want to write the question on the board. How do you feel about being numbered among the seed of Abraham? Abraham chapter 2 verses 12 through 21. Abraham journeys through the promised land of Canaan. Write the word earnestly on the board. Ask students to explain what they think it means to do something earnestly. If needed, explain that the word earnest means sincere, serious, or intense. To illustrate the difference between doing something earnestly and doing it casually, you might invite two students to perform a task in front of the class. Instruct one of them to do the task earnestly and the other to do the task casually or half-heartedly. Ask the class to explain what the student did to show earnestness or half-heartedness. Invite a student to read Abraham chapter 2 verses 12 through 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the conclusions Abraham drew from his experience with the Lord. What conclusions did Abraham draw from his experience with the Lord? Because Abraham had sought the Lord earnestly, he found him. Abraham also decided that he would do well to hearken to the Lord's voice. According to Abraham, chapters 1 and 2, how did Abraham seek the Lord earnestly? What can we learn from Abraham's earnest seeking of the Lord? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. If we seek the Lord earnestly, we will find Him. Consider writing this principle on the board. What are some examples of how we can earnestly seek the Lord? What do you think it means that we will find Him? Note: ask questions that invite feelings and testimony. When students understand a doctrine or principle they have learned, ask questions that cause them to reflect on past spiritual experiences related to that doctrine or principle. These questions can lead students to feel more deeply the truthfulness and significance of that gospel truth in their lives. Many times, those feelings will engender in their hearts a stronger desire to live the doctrine or principle more faithfully. Invite students who feel comfortable doing so to share an experience of when they have earnestly sought the Lord and how they found Him. Invite students to set a goal to more earnestly seek the Lord in their daily lives. You may want to testify that as they do so, they will find Him. Summarize Abraham chapter 2, verses 14 through 21 by explaining that Abraham and his family traveled south from Haran to the land of Canaan. There, Abraham offered sacrifice, and the Lord declared that this land of Canaan was to be the land promised in the Abrahamic covenant. Then, because of a famine in the land, Abraham decided to travel to Egypt. Abraham chapter 2, verses 22 through 25, and Genesis chapter 12, verses 14 through 20. The Lord warns Abraham about the Egyptians. Summarize Abraham 2, 22 through 25, and Genesis 12, 14 through 20, by explaining that before Abraham entered Egypt, the Lord warned him that the Egyptians would see how beautiful Sarai was and would kill Abraham so they could take her. Therefore, the Lord instructed Sarai to say that she was Abraham's sister to save Abraham's life and to protect herself. Both Sarai and Abraham acted in faith, believing that God would deliver them. Sarai was taken into Pharaoh's house, and Abraham was given riches. The Lord sent a plague to Pharaoh and his house, and Pharaoh realized that Sarai was being protected by God and that she was married to Abraham. Pharaoh then sent Abraham and Sarai away. Conclude by sharing your testimony of the doctrines and principles discussed today.